quickly now. It all happened incredibly fast. I choked like a shark, then I was my partner. Quick, Kasijan, look. He had long been accustomed to gaining consciousness of all his faculties in a tenth of a second. What did he know about that? Then he fell silent. Victoria had retreated until she had her back to a kind of metal cupboard. She was watching the intruders with utter calm. She did not make the slightest outcry. And yet the three boys were all holding stubby, dangerous-looking weapons. Not a word was spoken. I saw the weapons spit tiny blue flames. I shut my eyes and cried out, "They're going to kill her!" An instant later, I heard Kasijan saying, "Look at that!" I opened my eyes. I expected to see Victoria lying on the floor. But she was still standing with her back to the cupboard. A faint smile hovered on her pale blue lips. "How extraordinary," said Kasijan. The three boys looked surprised. They glanced at one another, pocketed their weapons and started towards the young hippie. "They'll get her eventually," I said. "We've got to help them. Let's not get involved with this. It'll be too late anyway. Let's just watch." They say this move slowly. She had a weapon. She must have realized that she couldn't possibly reach it in time. But perhaps she didn't even have one. My throat was tight with excitement and fear, for I was afraid of Victoria.
But what was it?
What happened next was incredibly fast. The girl leaned forward and, clamping a mysterious hold over her huge opponent, levered him over her shoulder and sent him crashing against the wall. Next, she sprang like a cat under the table, then to the top of the cupboard, and from there she leaped down on another body, swinging both arms and legs. There was a hoarse cry, and the second attacker sank on the floor with his froggy head lying at such an odd angle that it was obvious his neck was broken. The smallest of the three ballers now seemed to waver. He stepped back and drew a short dagger, but already Victoria was on him. She seized him by the knife wrist, twirled him about like a toy balloon and threw him against a corner of the table. He stood on the floor like a bloodstruck and lay motionless and apparently dead. We had watched this extraordinary scene with bated breath. Victoria was less winded than we were. But I'd never seen anything like that. I'd take my hat off for that girl. In fact, she's more than terrific. The young lady went over to look at the smashed door, which must have been one of the inner doors of her apartment. Then she examined the boys who were strewn about the floor. Bending over them, she took a small round object out of the chest, raised it to her lips and spoke briefly. "Come quickly, bring the circle." She was calling for someone.